Hi, and welcome to Maths It Podcast H02. This podcast focuses on the higher GCSE topic of integers, positive and negative numbers. To use this podcast, you will need the corresponding worksheet H02. You can download this from www.maths-it.org.uk. Before we begin, integers, which are whole numbers, either positive or negative, and positive and negative numbers in general, don't necessarily come up in questions on their own in the higher GCSE papers. They normally come up within other topics, such as substituting into formulas or proof. Most of the questions on this worksheet are to do with substituting into formulas and proof. Question 1 is about substituting negative numbers into a formula. We've got the equation y equals x squared minus 4x, and we have to find the value of y when x is negative 8. To do this, we substitute negative 8 in place of each of the x's in the formula. This gives us y is equal to negative 8 squared minus 4 times negative 8. Now, when we're substituting into formulas, we need to use the order of working, BODMAS. So first we do any brackets. As there aren't any of these, we move on to others. Others means things like squaring or square rooting, that sort of thing. So we need to do the negative 8 squared. Now, squaring means multiplying a number by itself, so negative 8 times negative 8 gives us positive 64. This should then give us 64 minus 4 times negative 8. We can now do the multiplication. 4 times negative 8 is negative 32, so we have 64 take away negative 32, which we know is the same as 64 plus 32. Since subtracting a negative is adding. This gives us the final answer, 96. So y equals 96. Question 2 is very similar. It gives us the formula p equals 3x squared minus 9, and we have to find the value of p when x equals negative 2. So substituting in, we get p equals 3 multiplied by negative 2 squared minus 9. Again, we need to use the order of working, so the first thing we need to do is negative 2 squared. We have negative 2 multiplied by negative 2, so it's 2 negatives multiplied together gives us a positive. 2 times 2 is 4, so we now end up with 3 times 4 minus 9. We have to do the multiplication first. 3 times 4 is 12, so we have 12 minus 9, which is 3, so p equals 3. Both of question 1 and 2 are worth 2 marks. One mark will be for substituting incorrectly, and the second mark for getting the correct answer. Questions 3 and 4 are both proof questions. Question 3 asks us to prove that the sum of squares of any two consecutive odd integers is never a multiple of 8. Now, we need to look at the odd integers part of this first. To get an odd number, we can multiply any number by 2 and add 1 to it. This is always going to give us an odd number. So an odd integer can always be represented as 2n plus 1, where n is an integer. If we want the next odd number after 2n plus 1, we need to add 2 to that, since to get the next odd number, we add 2. This gives us 2n plus 1 plus 2, or 2n plus 3. So we have our two consecutive odd integers as 2n plus 1 and 2n plus 3. So we need to prove that the sum of the squares is not a multiple of 8. So we need to square these two integers, so we have 2n plus 1 all squared plus 2n plus 3 all squared. If we expand that, we should be able to prove that it's not a multiple of 8. Expanding 2n plus 1 squared gives us 4n squared plus 4n plus 1. 2n plus 3 all squared gives us 4n squared plus 12n plus 9. You may use methods such as FOIL or a box method to multiply out brackets. Make sure you get the expressions 4n squared plus 4n plus 1 and 4n squared plus 12n plus 9. We can then collect together the like terms here, so we get 4n squared plus 4n squared, which is 8n squared, 4n plus 12n, is 16n, and 1 plus 9 is 10. Now we can see that 8n squared and 16n both have a factor of 8. But since the 10 at the end does not have a factor of 8, this number cannot be a multiple of 8. So we've proved that the sum of squares of two consecutive odd integers is never a multiple of 8. To make it more clear, you could take out a common factor of 8, so 8 brackets n squared plus 2n plus 1, leaving a remainder of 2. If you expand this expression, you will see that it gives the same expression we had before. Since the 8 multiplied by n squared plus 2n plus 1 must be a multiple of 8, if we add 2 to this, it cannot be a multiple of 8. So again, we've proved that the sum of two consecutive odd integers, sum of the squares of two consecutive odd integers, is never a multiple of 8. Question 4 is slightly different in that it gives us our initial expression. We have to prove that n plus 1 all squared minus n minus 1 all squared is a multiple of 4 for all positive integer values of n. To do this, we need to expand the brackets. Expanding n plus 1 all squared gives us n squared plus 2n plus 1. Expanding n minus 1 all squared gives us n squared minus 2n plus 1. We then need to find the difference of these two expressions, so we have n squared plus 2n plus 1 minus all of n squared minus 2n plus 1. This should give us n squared plus 2n plus 1 minus n squared plus 2n minus 1, since we're subtracting each of the terms in the second expression. Collecting like terms here gives us 4n, and since n is a positive integer value, then 4n must be a multiple of 4. So we have proved that n plus 1 all squared minus n minus 1 all squared is a multiple of 4. It's important in both of these questions, 3 and 4, that we actually write down that each expression is or is not a multiple of what it's supposed to be. So for example, on question 3, we must write down, therefore, the expression is not a multiple of 8. And on question 4, since n is a positive integer, 4n is a multiple of 4. It's important to write down these explanations at the end of the question. Question 5 is also a proof question, but this is a counterexample question. It says that for all prime numbers n, the value of n squared plus 3 is always an even number, and we have to give an example to show that this is not correct. So we have to find a prime number that we can substitute into n squared plus 3, which doesn't give us an even number. Now this one, if you can remember that 2 is a prime number and the only even prime number, then n squared will be 4, which is also even. When we add 3 to this, we get 7, and 7 obviously is not even. So n equals 2 is our example that is a counterexample to John's statement. So 2 squared plus 3 is 7, therefore John's statement is not correct. All we have to do here is show the example n equals 2 and show that n squared plus 3 is 7 when n equals 2. This will gain us at both the marks. Now question 7. This again is a formula type question where we have to substitute in negative values. We have the formula v equals u minus 9.8t. We have to work out the value of v when u is minus 1.5 and t is 1.2. Substituting in, we get v equals negative 1.5 minus 9.8 times 1.2. Now since this is a calculator question, we can simply enter that into your scientific calculators. So if you type into your calculator negative 1.5 minus 9.8 multiplied by 1.2 and press equals, the answer should be minus 13.26. With these calculators, you have to be careful that you don't type in take away 1.5 at the beginning. You have to use the negative button. On modern calculators, this is a negative sign inside two brackets. So press this button before the 1.5. Then it is take away 9.8 and multiply by 1.2. If you have a four-function calculator, or an older calculator, the negative button looks like a plus over minus key, so a plus slash minus. This has to be pressed after you enter the 1.5. On a four-function calculator, you'll have to do the multiplication first using BODMAS. So you'll have to do 9.8 multiplied by 1.2 and write this answer down. Then do negative 1.5 minus this result. The answer should still be negative 13.26. This question is worth 2 marks, the first mark for substituting incorrectly and the second mark for accurately getting the right result. Finally, question 8. Question 8 is a non-calculator question which we have to calculate a complex expression involving negative numbers. We have to calculate 7 multiplied by 5 minus 9, minus 4, divided by 5 minus 1, minus 2 minus 6. To do this, we need to calculate the numerator and denominator separately. To calculate the numerator, we need to use BODMAS, so we need to do the brackets first. 5 take away 9 is negative 4. So we then have 7 multiplied by negative 4 take away 4. Again, according to BODMAS, we need to do multiplication next. So we need to do 7 multiplied by negative 4. Since this is positive multiplied by negative, the result will be negative. 7 times 4 is 28. So we now have for the numerator negative 28 take away 4. Remember that if you're taking away or adding with negative numbers, it's important to visualize the number line. So we're starting at minus 28 and going down by 4. This gives us negative 32. It's a common error here to get negative 24, so make sure you don't make that mistake. So we now have our numerator, which is negative 32. We now need to calculate the denominator. Again, using BODMAS, we do the brackets first. So we have 5 minus 1 is 4, and 2 minus 6 is negative 4. So the numerator becomes 4 take away negative 4. If we're subtracting a negative, it goes up the number line. It's like adding. So we have 4 plus 4. This gives us 8. Again, it's important not to make the mistake and think that this is 0. 4 take away negative 4 is 8. So we now have 32 as our numerator and 8 as the denominator, or 32 divided by 8. 32 divided by 8 is 4, so this is our final answer. And that's it from Maths It Podcast H02.